Mason Betts, how about his performance? Ninth place, top 10.
Yeah, and it's a pretty stacked field. So, you know, 17, 11 tonight, you know, there's guys running 16s that run 15s on the season. So it tells you a little bit of a slower course, and it's full length. You know, we're not grass track, short course. So, you know, you got to earn everything here. And he had a great race. You know, if you can go in the top 10 in this meet for boys, you're doing something right. So I was really proud of Mason. You know, his goal is to get to Fort Dodge. That's what he wants to do. And I think tonight shows that he's given himself a good opportunity. So great race by him. And again, man, he's just getting stronger and stronger down this stretch. So really proud of the way he raced. And then we fell off a little bit back from there. We went 52nd, 61st, 69th, 70th on team scores. But, you know, again, we've been trying to improve as the season goes, and we got 261 team points, 10th place. We were trying to catch St. Albert. They've been a little bit ahead of us, and we were 1 point back. They had 260, and then Creston, 257. Those are teams that early on were a little bit more ahead of us, so we closed the gap there. We've been going back and forth with Harlan, and we're ahead of them tonight. So those are some teams that it was good to be able to get back ahead of, and we've been on a little bit of a seesaw, and with those teams, we wanted to beat some, and we're just one back, so pretty happy with the overall performance there as well.
Go ahead, Jack.
And what does a race like this do, you know, going into conference play or going into conference the meet and then, you know, postseason forward? What does a meet like this, you know, prepare for you for that?
Well, it's bigger than what you're used to. And you know, we talked with, like, Mason, for example, when you're trying to qualify individually, sometimes there's going to be some guys, you know, if we end up at Gilbert and we're running against the Gilbert, for example, number one team in the state, and they got guys running 15-10. That's not the guy you're trying to beat. You got to find that next pack and try to get into that 16-20, 16-30 where your wheelhouse is and learn to run a race in a race. And tonight, you know, he may not run with the guys from Pius, but can he get into that next wave of guys and learn to compete and handle that situation? So when you learn that, okay, I can't go with the number one, two guy that I may not catch and burn out and risk your state qualifying, can you swallow that pride, learn to re-race in the race and get your goal? You don't have to win the thing. Can you get to that top 15? So it shows that. Also, our kids were square in the middle of the box. So all season, I feel like we've been in box 20 or top box one. So tonight we were right in the middle, and we had to learn how to get out faster and race a little bit different strategy when it's going to get sandwiched fast. We had to run some hills. You know, who knows where we're going for state qualifying? We won't find out till next week. So just a different experience all around. And we got to see some teams that we haven't seen this season. Earlham, Sergeant Bluff, Pius. So a bunch of different teams.